Yeah, Peter Sumich is a name that continually gets raised in Western Australian football circles, Lee. Hasn't been at an AFL club since he left Freo in acrimonious circumstances in 2016 under Ross Lyon. He's been coaching the WA state team. In fact, they won their first title for a decade, so he's had success there. And I'm told by reliable people that he's right in the mix for this job. There's a few little sticking points that need to be sorted out, but I'd be shocked if it wasn't one of Longmuir or Sumich that gets the gig.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, the being out of the AFL system for 3 years, that's a big gap. I mean, footy change is changing really rapidly. The off-field systems, all the way the off-field is being worked and operated is changing all the time. So it's a major disadvantage, I would have thought, if Sumer hasn't been part of a club, an elite club the last 3 years, I would have thought. That puts him behind the eight ball. But he's well-regarded by the Fremantle people, because he was a Fremantle boy who actually went and played for the Eagles.
He's well regarded by the Western Australian Absolutely. Football Commission as well.
And you know that he's going to be a Fremantle person. They want a bona fide Fremantle man in that job.
Well, that's why we're talking about Longmuir as opposed to Scott Burns, for example. Yeah. Longmuir is a Fremantle person. He played 7 years alongside Peter Bell. He's tactically highly rated. He's been in the system for a while.
Can I tell you, we can talk about all we like. The clubs have they got to decide what kind of coach do we think we need.
So what do you think Fremantle needs? Can you tell from the outside?
I don't know. No, you can't. I don't think you can. But that's what the internal people have to say. And then who's the best of the available options? You can only get the best of the available options, you know. You can't say, no, there's no one good enough. We're not going to have a coach next year. So best of the available options. But the people behind the scenes who sort of tend to know the relationships, the mechanisms that do you need the friendly, all of a sudden the Chris Fagan type coach, the persona of Chris Fagan, I think all of a sudden that's done a really good job at the Lions. And I suspect, I mean, the old authoritarian coach that was of previous eras, I don't think that's the model now.